Welcome to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindsets, strategies, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for everyone interested. While you're listening to this podcast, I recommend you to make some notes. It is better if you have access to paper and a pen. However, if you prefer making notes on your phone or tablets, that's perfect as well. If you get lost or overloaded, you can always refer to the transcript of each episode. For those of you who are experienced enough to find these episodes quite basic, I recommend you to stick to this sequence anyway, because complexity will gradually increase over time. I hope you have made your homework, that list of 20 businesses or kind of companies that you would like to start. I suggest you to pick three from that list and listen to the end of this episode before choosing the first one you want to pursue. Today, I would like to discuss how exactly you should start a business, especially if you're starting from scratch and have no money at all. Before I explain further, let me share an example of my friend, and afterward, I will deconstruct the story. Let's call him Jeremy. So, Jeremy decided to start a business when he became tired of his job and wanted something new in his life. He had a family, ambitions, and a desire to escape at the typical 9-to-5 office job. Despite having no business skills, being 30 years old with 2 children, and facing constant quarrels with his wife or finances, he decided to take the plunge. He had been working as a bank teller since he was 21 and had no significant savings when he decided to start a business. The idea came to him out of his own struggle. He wanted to buy a new couch, but it was too expensive for his budget. So, he decided to save some money by renewing his old couch through an upholstery service. However, the service quoted him almost the same price as a new couch, about 80% of the cost. This didn't make sense to him. Being curious, he calculated the cost of buying fabric and having a tailor make a new cover. He found out that he could reupholster his couch for less than 15% of the cost of a new one. Jeremy called several other companies and discovered that the first company had tried to overcharge him. Other companies quoted around 50 to 60% of the price of a new couch. Realizing he had identified a problem he could solve at a lower cost, he decided to test his idea. He posted several ads on platforms like Facebook and Craigslist. And by the end of the week, he had about 50 potential leads. Then he approached several upholsterers and negotiated a deal where he would bring clients to them and they would give him 30% of the money they earned. In just 2 weeks, he made $3,500, about the same amount he earned as a bank teller. Over the next 2 months, he fine-tuned his business processes, registered his company, hired people, and optimized sales. Eventually quit his job, and within a year, he had grown enough to open his own manufacturing facility. Okay, let's examine this story more closely. Jeremy had no prior business experience, and some might think he was just lucky. While luck played a part, he also made many mistakes while adjusting his business processes. This story highlights several important lessons. If you are struggling but have a job, don't quit your job. You still need to pay your bills, maybe support your family, I don't know. But find a business model that is replicable, profitable, and scalable, as I told you before. When starting in a business world, you need a safety net. Additionally, Jeremy tested his idea before fully committing, proving to himself that he could generate leads. For those unfamiliar with sales, a lead is a potential client who has shown interest in your product or service and whose phone number or email you have. Now, for some of you who did the homework and are still trying to figure out how to start a business, let your mind go through the story and think about which companies provide the same service or make the same products that you would like to offer. If you know nothing about any such companies, just Google it. Use Google. Make a list of 20 companies that provide the same product or service, and in any application like Google Sheets, Excel, or Numbers if you're an iOS user, then I need you to call all these companies pretending to be a very difficult client. Pretend you don't agree with the price or something else, and listen carefully to how they handle your objections. Do they haggle? Do they provide different options for you to buy their product? Do they follow certain patterns of conversation? If they do well, you start to want to buy their product or service. Then you definitely have something to learn from them. If they didn't pick up the phone or didn't call you back, exclude them from the list. They are not your competitors. You have nothing to learn from them. During these phone calls, try to collect as much information as possible and put that information in a table of those 20 companies. Here are the basic metrics you should find out about your competitors: average bill, amount of sales, traffic channels, sales channels, offers, and scripts. If you can find out the profit per unit, that would be even better. After you have followed this step, I suggest you to use the Facebook ad library or Meta ad library. It is just a tool that could be very useful for you to see what kind of advertisement you can possibly use to promote your service or product. Another very useful tool where you can gather some data is Google Trends. These are just very useful business tools you're free to use. And this brings us back to Sun Tzu and his saying, "If you wait by the river long enough, the bodies of your enemies will float by." At his step, it is crucial to understand which advertisements work better and generate more revenue for your competitors. The tools of Google and Meta that I mentioned are just examples. You may use any source that provides you with valuable information about your competitors and their activities. One of the key metrics to understand that a specific ad is proving to be effective is its longevity. For example, if you see that a particular ad is 7 days old and another one 9 months old and has been active all this time, probably the second one is proved to be effective and the first one is probably on trial. The purpose of investigating your competitors' sales channels and marketing strategies is to find robust path for your future or current company to discover distribution channels. To get to the heart of the matter, when you go through the advertisement library, the gem you're searching for is not a specific ad, but the distribution channels. Simply the way these companies sell their products or services. Now, when you have a replicable, profitable, and scalable business model, I want you to start thinking in HADI terms. HADI, or H-A-D-I, stands for Hypothesis, Action, Data, Insight. Here's the breakdown of the HADI cycle. First one, hypothesize. Formulate an assumption or hypothesis about a potential improvement, idea, or process based on your research. Second one, action. After you have your idea, assumption, or hypothesis, experiment or amend your product or service. Third one, data. Collect and analyze the data resulting from your actionable implementation. Fourth, with your hypothesis tested and data gathered, interpret it and create conclusion and insight that can be used for further improvements. Some business books may suggest you strictly follow this order: hypothesis, action, data, and insight. But in my opinion, it may vary depending on the particular matter and business. Let's talk about this in Jeremy's example. He made up a hypothesis when he asked himself, if I post certain amount of ads, will it bring me potential leads? Afterward, he implemented the action and got certain number of leads. Or, in other words, people ready to pay for his service. This was his data, the number of leads he received from the mentioned websites. The insight he gained was the realization that he could sell services to other people using the labor of different craftsmen. So, I would like you to understand this is the basic knowledge you currently need to know about Hadi, because we will return to this topic later to delve deeper. At this level, if you have no business, and especially if you never had one, it is crucial to launch as soon as possible without spending a lot of time stuffing your head with enormous amounts of different business theories. Having quick knowledge that you can implement right after listening to this podcast is essential. Learning through the process by making mistakes while performing your reps, so to speak. It's vital because without mistakes, you will never succeed. Okay, let's summarize. You learn through the process by making quick decisions and implementing actions through the prism of your competitor's experience. You gather intel about your competitors and research what exactly you can implement and perform in your business model, remembering the Hadi cycles. Here's your homework for today. From the list you made in the previous episode of 20 businesses you would like to launch, choose three that could be started right after you finish listening to this episode. Make three tables, each with 20 potential competitors, and do the phone calls. Afterward, add information to these tables from different advertisement libraries. It would be better and more effective if you could find information in those advertisement libraries about the specific companies you called. And remember, the key metrics you need to gather intel about: average bill, amount of sales, traffic channels, sales channels, offers, scripts. Let me repeat that. The key metrics are average bill, amount of sales, traffic channels, sales channels, offers, and scripts. And as I told you before, if you would be able to find out the profit per unit in each company, that would be even better. Because in this case, you'll be able to calculate more precisely. While gathering this information about a specific kind of business, it is crucial to ensure that this business is profitable and generates a certain amount of money on a regular basis. Why am I saying that to you, that you have to get sure that some businesses are profitable? There are some of them that are run for status, hobbies, or purposes other than generating money. Sometimes it might be shady activities like money laundering or other kinds of businesses I don't want to even mention here. And I suggest you to stay away from such kind of illegal activities. Thus, you have to take a closer look before replicating a business model. For those of you who already have a business, I suggest you to follow the same steps I described. Trust me, you may discover numerous interesting and unexpected details about your competitors. And who knows, these insights might be implemented in your business as well. See your competitors not as rivals, but as your friends and teachers, even though they don't know it, because they have made a certain number of mistakes and misconceptions. The only thing that remains for you is to find out what exactly. Learn from them, research from them. They are your mentors. If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.